This is KUT. The system Texas uses to pay for public schools will be back in court today. Lawyers on both sides have argued over whether the system is constitutional for more than 30 years. But this particular case started in 2011 when the state legislature cut more than $5 billion from public education. Two-thirds of the state school districts sued. They argued the cuts made it impossible to meet state academic standards. They won in a lower court, but today the case will be argued in the state Supreme Court. KUT's Kate McGee brings us up to speed on the case.
Think of Texas's school finance situation like an old house. That's how Chandra Villanueva, a policy analyst for the left-leaning think tank Center for Public Policy Priorities, describes it.
When it was first developed, we had these really grand ideas.
Grand ideas like offering free public education to everyone. That's in the state constitution, written in 1854.
So we started with this really sort of grand blueprint for what we wanted to do.
Okay, so we have a good foundation. Fast forward more than a century. The house is older. The people who live in the house are different, and they need different things. More space, newer appliances, just like Texas public schools. Student enrollment is growing, and those students are more challenging to educate. Most are economically disadvantaged. The number of English language learners has risen. Villanueva says instead of making big repairs to school finance, lawmakers made little tweaks along the way.
There's been a whole lot of band-aids, quick fixes, without sort of looking at everything that needs to be done. So today we see ourselves in a very outdated house. We have 1980s wallpaper throughout. There's just a lot of things that need to be fixed and updated.
Villanueva says politics played a big role. Lawmakers didn't want their districts negatively affected, so they created exceptions.
Layers and layers of convolutedness. I would really like to see everybody get on the same formula, playing the same game. I think one thing that the legislature really needs to do is just sort of clean out a lot of these old provisions that created carve-outs for particular districts here and there over time that may not be relevant today.
Other funding formulas haven't been changed for 25 years. The Texas Attorney General's office disagrees. In the two legislative sessions since 2011, the state argues it put billions of dollars back into public education. In 2013, lawmakers restored $3 billion and reduced state academic standards. But the district court judge still ruled the system unconstitutional. Then, this year, lawmakers added another $1.5 billion. Governor Greg Abbott says the courts should give some time to see if that money makes a difference. Outgoing State Representative Jimmy Don Acock says, at the very least, it's worth another look on the district court level.
If I were one of the judges, I think I would remand it back for further study rather than make a final decision.
Acock chaired the House Public Education Committee in the last two legislative sessions.
We've made it better than it was. Perhaps not as good in some places it should be. I wish, and I think this is unlikely, but what I wish the court would do would give us some guidance as to what they expect. And in the previous cases, that's been pretty much missing.
In 2005, the courts ordered the state to fix part of the school finance system. Former Governor Rick Perry ordered a special session over it.
So it puts the legislature in a situation where they try to pass something, try to get the political taxation, school people, all the different things to line up that they have to line up, and then only to find out that, no, that wasn't what the court was expecting. So I'm hoping they'll give pretty clear guidance is the main thing I'd hope for.
That way, if the Supreme Court tells the state to change the system, lawmakers can create a whole new blueprint for public education funding. Whether the Supreme Court will provide that guidance is unclear. Their decision isn't expected for months. Kate McGee, KUT News.